Little Lake Park, home of Tony's Diner, the beach and a beautiful walking trail has not always been the way we see it today. In its early days, Little Lake Park was home to numerous Wendat villages. And in the 19th century, the park became a hot spot for tourism and camping. It remained this way until the 1990s. The initial land of Little Lake Park was owned by the Solomons. It was later bought by the Fraser brothers. The parkland originally included what we now know as Young Street. The cemetery seen on the outside of the park was where a lot of trees were being cut down. It was in 1906 that James Playfair purchased the land, wanting to save its trees from the lumber mills that surrounded Midland's waterfront. He then offered to sell it to the Town of Midland Parks Committee for the original sale price. After the sale, Thomas Duncan set his sights on grooming the land to become a public park. In the 1930s, he was one of the many men contributing to the development of Little Lake Park. The latter became a popular tourist destination in that decade. The west end of the park, which borders the lake, served as a seasonal campground in the 1920s. Since then, many new developments have been created around the park along with new amenities to ensure a positive experience for all. Now the hub of many celebrations and events, Little Lake Park welcomes tourists and locals into its beautiful family-friendly setting. Little Lake Park serves the similar purpose and need it did during its initial development. It's become an oasis away from the bustling city as visitors enter the calm of the Georgian Bay area. Whether one wants a quiet paddle, fun activities for the kids or a picnic with the family, Little Lake Park offers it all.